Well, Greg, came up to Kelty and you've come away with a 3-0 win, so you must be delighted with that.
Oh, I mean, results. Not saying results don't matter, but certainly tonight was, the first half was, I would say that's up with the best this group has played since me coming in to this role. To a man, the way they pressed, the way they wanted to win the ball back, their ideas and how they played when they got it, and how well they did going forward in the counter. Just pace, you know, and ruthless in finishing, and it could have been more, to be fair. I think overall it probably could have been 5 or 6 to 8 years.
Yeah, I was really impressed with they broke with such pace.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was it. I mean, I don't know if it was slightly different. They played a diamond in there with 4 in the middle. With 2 up, I'm not saying it suited us, but with our 2 wide players, we just pinched them in a little bit narrower. And with them giving the ball up in bad areas, we could counter them fairly quick. So it was new for us to play against the diamond. Obviously, second half they changed and played 2 wide players, which I would say helped us. But, you know, these boys came up here last year, a really young, not saying immature group, and they got a hiding. They got a hiding 5-0. So it shows where the great groups came from in here. That's why I'm so delighted right now, Douglas. It's, you know, I said that to the boys. I am absolutely so proud of them, every single one of them, because anything a coach wants, that was it today.
And Stuart Morrison opened the scoring really at the right time for you.
I mean, I don't think Stuart will ever score a better goal than that. He caught it clean, and that's what Stuart can do. I'm really happy for him. You know, we see him in that role as a midfield player. We had a good conversation with him the other day as well, and you know, it was a good game for Stuart to play in. Pitch was a little bit tighter. He could get around. He could press. He could step in. He could, you know, and he could dictate. And he was aggressive as well. But you know, I can't fault any of them.
No, and you're
that's what I said to him. It's very rare as a coach we can actually pinpoint anything a game we think is poor. I can't say anything was poor tonight. You know, from a spectator's point of view as well, I thought it was exciting. I had everything in the game. And the young boys that came on the last 30 minutes, 25 minutes, you know, I think the way it is, I always say to them, look up to who's above you. So if you look at Paul Payton right now, I've got Paul Allen looking at him. And we look at the group below that, we've got them looking up to Paul Allen, and he's just an example of it. So these are the next batch coming in, the younger kids. That batch is pushing on to the first team. And everybody's competing for places, and that's the most important thing.
I think that mean all these substitutes can actually disrupt the game quite badly, but it was quite significant tonight that it made absolutely no difference the way your guys were.
Well, I think the average age when at the end of the game was 17. I think one of us worked out in the sidelines and it was 17 point whatever it was, and that's great for the future of Dunfermline.
Cammy Hill was the oldest player in the team.
That's right. 1998, so
and
he's 21.
Save.
They had 2 saves in the game, you know, one in the stroke of half time, which, you know, we got a little bit lucky with it, and one in the start of the second half. I looked at my watch, it was 20 seconds in the second half when they had their shot. So, but, you know, I'm so happy right now, Douglas. It's everything you do for the start of the season comes out today, and the way they went about their performance was outstanding.
You better mention your other 2 goal scorers, 29th and 31st minute. 2 good goals.
Aye, it was. I mean, McCann's obviously did really well for his goal. Great individual, you know, ability against, you know, a fairly strong centre-back. But McCann, he just keeps on getting better and better every week. I mean, Callum took his goal really well as well. So it was a great move for Callum's goal. Great move, you know. And, you know, he'd probably say that he should have had a better finish. But mm-hmm. it was a good finish at the end of the day, and it deserved a goal. So, you know, great goals, good action, and you know,
really
we're delighted. You'll never see me happier than this, Douglas.